Thank you for joining us for our Daily Phil devotional. Take a moment to pray and ask God to prepare your heart to hear from Him.
Hi, this is Lynette, and today we're going to talk about humility. So as I read, just ask yourself the question, how is your humility? Daniel chapter 4 demonstrates the life of a proud and arrogant king who is troubled in his dreams, but then becomes humbled by God. The chapter concludes with, "For all his works are right, and his ways are just, and those who walk in pride he is able to humble." Scripture provides many examples of humility, lives dedicated to the Lord for the building up of others. Let's take a look. Moses demonstrated humility through a willingness to learn from his father-in-law, Jethro. In Exodus chapter 18, it shares how Moses listened to Jethro's wisdom and followed his advice regarding how to best lead the Israelites. Moses was teachable. John the Baptist, a servant of God who is known for baptizing, celebrated the coming of Jesus and elevated Jesus' role as the bridegroom. John 3:29 says that the one who has the bride is the bridegroom. The friend of the bridegroom, who stands and hears him, rejoices greatly at the bridegroom's voice. Therefore, this joy of mine is now complete. John's love for Jesus was humble and pure, and in this his joy was complete. In Philippians 2, verse 14, Paul reminds us to do all things without grumbling or disputing. Our attitude serves as a testimony to the world, a light shining in the darkness, communicating the deep love of Jesus, our Savior, who humbled himself to the point of death on the cross, all for our sake. Humility lifts others up. Matthew tells us in chapter 6 that the Father who sees in secret will reward. Verse 1 warns us, "Beware of practicing your righteousness before other people in order to be seen by them, for then you will have no reward from your Father who is in heaven." A humble spirit does not need the praise of others. Finally, humility means being willing to admit your failures. In Psalm 51, David cries out to God in response to Nathan's rebuke of David's sin. David admits his transgressions. He asks God to search his heart. He requests to be washed clean, and he worships his Lord. Humility admits failures and asks for forgiveness. Based on these biblical demonstrations of humility, how would you rate yourself in this area? This is not meant to be a test, a critique, or a judgment on your character. Instead, it is an opportunity to honestly sit before the Lord and ask Him what humility looks like in your own life. Celebrate the areas where you are doing well. Ask God or even a friend to help you in the areas where you could grow. First, are you teachable? Do you have a heart that desires to learn? Second, are you willing to celebrate others' successes with honest and pure joy? Third, do you look for the good in others and the circumstances around you, or do you grumble and complain? Fourth, do you have a heart that longs to do good, even if no one notices? And then finally, are you willing to admit your failures? How's your humility? Choose one of these areas to work on this week. It's worth paying attention to, for James 4, chapter verse 6 reminds us that God opposes the proud but gives grace to the humble. Do you long for the grace of God that is given to a humble heart?
Daily Phil Devotionals is a ministry of Emmanuel Faith Community Church. If you'd like to learn more about our church, read more devotionals, listen to our sermons, or give to our ministries, please visit efcc.org.